Envy and jealousy are two of the strongest sins of humankind and have determined much of human history. Because of envy, wars happen. People want to take what others have. They envy the power, maybe, or the territory or the land of another country, and so they go to war over it. Oh, we spend a lot of energy protecting what is ours. All of us do that to some extent in our lives. In the two readings today, the first reading in the gospel, we hear about jealousy. The first reading, God gave the Spirit to 70 elders with Moses. And there were two people left in the camp who didn't come out with the others. And they too received the Spirit. And so the aide of Moses came to Moses and said, "Stop them. They weren't with us. They were somewhere else. They shouldn't be doing this prophesying." And Moses said, "God has done this, and it is up to God, and the Spirit goes where God wants it to go. Share it. Be willing to share what you have as a gift with others, even though they weren't right here with us." And then in the gospel, we hear similar, where the disciples were casting out demons, and two people who weren't with them were casting out demons too. And John said, "Lord, stop them. They don't belong to us." And Jesus said, "He who is not against us is with us." In other words, let them as well. Who wants to limit the work of the Spirit after all? And so we hear these two stories and we're reminded about our own lives and about our our history, how envy and jealousy have done so much harm. We look, for instance, at our church, and for a long time, we all believed and we all knew that the Catholic Church was the only true church, and there was no truth anywhere else, and that you had to be a Catholic to be saved. Some of you who are old enough remember that. The Second Vatican Council changed that, and now we believe and we know that wherever good is, wherever the faith is preached, there is the Spirit, there is grace, there is truth. We believe that all churches have some part of that truth of the gospel, and when they preach it, the Spirit is there with them. We believe that we are blessed to have the fullness of revelation in our church, but everybody shares in it. We don't set aside other people. It used to be that you wouldn't even go to a wedding in a Protestant church if your child was married, because it wasn't the thing to do. You never darkened the door of a Lutheran church or a Baptist church. Today we know that's different. We understand better. We know that whoever is not against us is for us. And so in our own lives, coming down to our own lives, are we willing to share? Are we willing to share of our gifts? Our time, for instance. Are we willing to share our time with others in need, who needs something from us? Are we willing to share of our goods with other people? Do we envy others what they have, wish we had, instead of being satisfied with our own gifts? To become aware of what gifts we have, each of us, and be satisfied and grateful for that, instead of always looking for more. Today we have the blessing of the catechists in our parish, who will be teaching our young people and all of us, in some ways, about Jesus. And they will be receiving the Spirit as we pray over them. And so this message today is for us and for our own congregation here, that those who are called to be catechists are called to speak the Spirit. And they will prophesy just as the people in the Old Testament prophesied. Yeah. And so we want to bless them and thank them for their work and realize that the Spirit of God is truly alive in them and in what they do and how they teach and preach. So we're going to do that now. Informing our children, young people, and adults in faith, the cooperation of the whole church is needed. We have many people in our parish who have committed to enlisting witnesses to Christ and walk along with them as they cross that threshold into an encounter with the living Christ. They indeed, as Jesus said, are performing mighty deeds in his name. In this celebration, we will thank the Lord for giving us such prophets and pray that through the Holy Spirit, they will receive the grace they need in their service to the church. And would the following prophets please stand? Those who have volunteered to serve as catechists at St. Thomas Becket for sharing God's story, Children's Liturgy of the Word, Elementary and Middle School Faith Formation, Confirmation Small Group Leaders, the RCIA, and the Adult Faith Formation Committee. And please respond to this question with an I am. Are you willing, with the help of God, to serve as catechist for this parish? May God help you in your prophetic ministry to our seekers who have been entrusted to you, and may you receive the grace you need for your service here at St. Thomas Becket. Church of St. Thomas Becket, please stand and extend your hands over these catechists. Lord God, source of all wisdom and knowledge, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to live among us and to proclaim his message of faith and hope and love to all nations. In your goodness, bless our brothers and sisters who have offered themselves as catechists for your church. Strengthen them with your gifts that they may teach by word and by example the truth that comes from you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have our